Happy 4th of July, everybody out there. Be careful, as we are going to hear in this hour from Nancy Storrs, who's going to talk about not using gasoline, guys, when you go to fire up the grill. I can't believe people do that, although my husband one time decided kerosene was perfect for the outdoor fire pit, and man, it was just exploded into the air. Luckily, nobody was hurt on that one, so definitely be careful of what you're doing this 4th of July. Well, each and every show, it's always fun to kick it around, of course, with the true insiders in the Beltway from Talk Radio News. Bob Ney joins us now, the former congressman from Ohio. Hello, Bob. You'd never do that with a grill, would you?
Well, I've done some bad grill stuff.
Uh-oh. Because you're trying to, you just want to, the whole thing with men and grills,
yes,
is you want it to get hot and you want to start cooking and you get impatient, right?
Look, this is the man's item. The man knows the grill. You know that. It's all macho stuff. And the man is impatient and doesn't, you know, like to stop and ask for directions, and he throws gasoline on fires. I have thrown gas on coals. Yes.
Shame. Oh, and you pay the price for that eventually, because you have to be careful how close you get to that, how high that flame goes.
Yeah, and your pride also.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Hey, speaking of flames, how hot is it in D.C., and what's going on with the power situation there? It's terrible, I heard.
This is a bad one. I got to tell you, this is freaky, eeky weather. It's not a professional way to put it, but that's what it is. I mean, these storms coming through, an unusually hot winter, this summer storm, this was a bad one. And I think there's still about 1.8 million people around multiple state areas that have no power.
And the government, wasn't there in some offices anyway the option of staying home and working or taking a leave day because there were some offices that they didn't have electricity?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of offices in D.C. that were out, so they gave them some home options to work if they had electric, you know, or maybe do some work at home. And they had to do it because there's just not enough. And then here in Ohio, American Electric Power announced that in order to avoid outages, it was holding back some of the power. So that caused a real stir here. Pepco, of course, the system in the Washington, D.C. area, people are going to take pitchforks to that one for some of their responses. But people overall handled it pretty well, but a lot of power still was off.
Oh, nasty. All right, so talking about Ohio. You have your ear to the ground, certainly, still in Ohio. Rob Portman, is he going to be the guy on the undercard for Mitt Romney?
You know, I've known Portman forever. He's, you know, a decent guy on his feet, but he was deep in the Bush administration. Look, Mitt Romney is getting hit by President Obama on this outsourcing. He's getting hit on Bain, you know, liquidating companies, all the job angles. Rob Portman was George Bush's trade rep. You know, you can go back several presidents. You really don't want to be the trade rep because what's happened to our jobs? They've been traded all right, you know, overseas. I see that as him being an official in the Bush administration is not a positive. I think that Mitt Romney's got to go to some type of route of female candidate, not Sarah Palin, minority candidate, someone of that nature, I would assume.
Yeah, well, you know, the heavy talk was Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. Do you think that's still not out? Because remember the whole immigration thing with Obama, you kind of would think that he would have been pushed aside.
You know, Bobby Jindal, they're talking about Rubio, but he doesn't pull some votes in. And I know Bobby Jindal did a horrible job of answering President Obama with the State of the Union, but, you know, he's still somebody I think they're going to look at. But Rob Portman, I just don't believe it's going to happen.
All right, so we'll still stay tuned. I like your suggestion that, hey, maybe female, another minority candidate, maybe that's somebody that you bring in. I think Mitt Romney actually will surprise some people. And originally I thought, no, it's just going to be a steady Eddie, somebody that's not going to have any problems, any past or any controversy or whatever. And I don't know that somebody would have the controversy, but I think he may pull someone out that people will be surprised about.
I think he has to.
Yeah, I do too. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, was talking about, because he keeps getting asked about Obamacare and repeal and all that. Now he's saying the odds are long to undo Obamacare, but he's accurate, right? Because you got to have the White House and you have to have the numbers in the Senate and in the House. And so this election is huge for the, not only just the presidential perspective, but also your representation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell drove the yellow bus over Mitt Romney this week when he punted the ball that Mitch Romney can answer about the health care bill. I think that McConnell is bracing himself for if he would by chance take over the Senate, you know, he's not, this closure vote is a problem Harry Reid's had to deal with, the Democratic leader, you know, Bob Dole had to deal with it when he was running the Senate, Daschle, all of them. And I think Mitch McConnell probably is trying to temper things because the expectation level will be go get them if, you know, if they go all one party. And, no, this is not easily pulled up. The roots are deep. You know, the Supreme Court made its decision, but this bill has been implementing anyway. 2014, a huge component kicks in for a lot of people that are uninsured. So I don't know how they will come back and eradicate it.
Yeah, the implementation part is interesting, and you've seen this now. You brought up Jindal. He's one of the governors who's saying he's not going with that. He's not going to apply for the funds, and he's not the only one. You have Chris Christie, who's balking in New Jersey. Rick Scott, same thing, the governor there in Florida. What do you think is going to happen? I think, is it going to be really rough going and a lot of back and forth with a state saying forget about it? How are people going to get that insurance?
It's going to be rough going. A lot of lawsuits on the states, and nobody paid attention to this, but there was an opt-out for Medicaid in this health care decision. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about Justice Roberts, but there was an opt-out for Medicaid, and the states are going to use that to try to opt out of highway fund restrictions and strings attached. Now, it may teach the Congress to not put so many strings on it, but the states will look for every which way. And of course, the states can get sued by residents of those states who all of a sudden receive nothing, no benefits.
Yeah, no kidding. I have to ask you about this one. Now all of a sudden we're hearing that the U.S. is sending ships and fighter jets and stuff because we're worried about Iran because they flex their muscle with a military exercise. Wow, do you think there's going to be a hit here that we're going to actually get into it for real with Iran?
President Obama has had, in my opinion, one of the most balanced policies. And I know he's been criticized, quote, soft, et cetera. But we just can't go launching missiles at this point in time. Now, we're strained. I think it's saber-rattling, which should be done. It's showing force by our end. But at the end of the day, they're trying diplomatic routes. It's not going anywhere. The oil embargo just kicked in Sunday. I think this is just sort of a backup move, sort of an in-your-face move because Iran is rattling its sabers. I don't believe military action will come out of it. The president has been pretty balanced on the carrot-stick approach to this whole nightmare with Iran.
Yeah, there you go. Are you going to catch some fireworks over the 4th of July?
I sure am. I turn 58 the next day, so I'm going to, celebrate low-key, but watch some fireworks.
That's young. 58 is the new 38. Didn't you hear that?
I hope so. Convince me of that next time I talk to you.
Perfect. Bob Ney, happy 4th of July.
Thank
talk
you.
Radio News, always fun to kick it around with you. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Very pleased to welcome to the show the Honorable Nancy Harvey Stewart. And she, this woman has such a resume. I'm going to just hit some of the highlights. Former chairman, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. I bet those were interesting times. First, a consumer advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, international safety consultant. And, of course, she's got 3 books that fly off the shelves on safety. You've probably seen her all over the tube. She's been on all the big ones, all the big networks, and MSNBC and Fox, etc., down the line, speaking about all kinds of things related to safety. And, you know, here we are, 4th of July. We want to keep everyone kind of out of that ER. There's nothing worse than that. And I have to say, of all the places I've lived and all the things I've done, almost, I'd say probably 50% of the time, someplace where I've been, whether it was whitewater rafting with the family at a barbecue or whatever, something happens and we end up, no kidding, in the ER. Even if it's just because, you know, somebody has broken their arm. It's the craziest thing. So there's some safety things that you can follow. Nancy, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it. We know you're probably tight on time and we appreciate you spending some with us.
I can't believe that you've had that personal experience, but isn't it amazing? Most people say it'll never happen to them, and it's happened to you many times.
Yes, people around me, myself, etc. And I don't know what it is. Is it because, is it because everybody's kind of cutting loose and swimming and things are all over the place, which is a good thing, but maybe we're not paying attention to little things like, you know, the sparklers or fireworks, or we're in a rush to get somewhere. Do you think that's part of the reason why?
Well, I think people sort of let their guard down, and they think, really, as I just said, it'll never happen to me, it'll never happen to my family. But there are things that people need to do. They just need to have it in their subconscious that, you know, this is a fun time, but I could get injured, and what do I need to do to stay away from ER? And there's several things, especially if we're looking at the 4th of July holiday weekend. Everybody most likely is going to try to go swimming. And here's an area where the little children have to be so carefully watched. Always make sure that they've got an adult watching them every second. And secondly, that they know how to swim. A lot of children will get into deep water and not have those little protective devices on them, and all of a sudden they're in a potential problem. Another thing that people need to do when we're looking at the water issue is people love to get into the whirlpools, and we've had lots of problems with those whirlpools in that if they get near the jets or near where the drains are, and if there's only one drain, they actually can drown. Because what happens is that if they have long hair or even their clothing, it gets stuck. And then the power is so strong in that water that it's impossible to get them out. And new, rules have just been put forth, by Congress that now say that all pools must have double drains. All whirlpools must have double drains. And so if you're in a backyard where most likely they don't have double drains, be very, very careful.
Yeah, wow, I wouldn't even think of that. And I bet most of the pools that I've been in, you're right, and whirlpools, I guarantee it, they just have one drain. So that's a good thing that now with the two, that'll make a big difference. And swimming too, same thing. Nancy, you know this, people go to lakes, and there's a lot of times there's accidents with like jet skis, power boats. There have been famous ones where you had, I can't think of her name. She's a singer, Gloria Estefan, and she helped somebody because actually their boat had gotten too close and slammed into her boat, and she was shocked, but she, tried to do whatever she could to help the person. So there's all kinds of crazy things where people aren't paying attention, or maybe sometimes the waterways are too crowded. And you've, of course, in the roles that you've been in, you've heard those stories too, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And of course, being in the business that I'm in, I've seen it firsthand where people have just got on a boat where somebody is driving that boat and they've been under the influence, and you just have to be careful that you know who that person is who's actually that you actually have to know who is driving that boat, that they are absolutely competent, they know what they're doing, and that they abide by the rules of the water. I frankly was on one myself, and I have telling you, I have never been so scared because somebody thought that they were going to really show us how fast they could go. And I have to tell you, never again did I ever get on a boat unless I knew exactly who was there. Secondly, always, always, always have the safety vest on, whether you're an adult or whether it's a little child, because you never know what can happen if you've got that safety jet and that there's other protective equipment on the boat that you know where it is just in case there might be an accident.
Yeah, we just had an astronaut, sadly, who was with his two grown sons, and he was with one on the jet ski. The other one, somehow they're investigating, and lost control of the jet ski, hit their jet ski, and killed him. Who would think that? You know, this is a guy who's risked his life, been an astronaut, everything else, and this is just a crazy jet ski thing, and they're trying to figure out what happened, what led to that, but it shows you that those kind of things do happen to all kinds of people. What about sparklers? Because, Nancy, you know this, lots of people, I'm sure I've got a ton of sparklers at my house from my nephew. What's dangerous about sparklers? Can they lead to other things where it hits dry timber and stuff?
The fireworks can be extremely hazardous, and I am really recommending that people go to their community fireworks display. More and more communities around the country are now doing this, and they're having wonderful displays with good safety factors, you know, around so that nobody is going to get injured. But for those that are going to think about sparklers, just be very, very careful that you've got a lot of water around so that you can put them out immediately. Children's eyes have been put out because, you know, kids just love to play with those sparklers. But I really recommend that you not use those in your backyard. Many states have actually banned fireworks. And in the Washington, D.C. area, one of the states has banned them, and for a good reason. Too many people have been injured. And actually, we even had a community fireworks display about 2 years ago, and what happened was that the sparklers, that after they went up, the wind shifted, and it came down and injured several people. So if you're going to a community event, then you need to stay away from where the firework is going up a very safe distance away from it so that you can enjoy it in the sky, but certainly stay away from where any of that debris could, with a wind coming back down, that it could get into your way.
Yeah. What about barbecues? Because, you know, guys like to grill, and sometimes I've seen this with open grills. It sounds funny because now the way they design them, there's some really good ones out there, but I've seen a couple of strange barbecue accidents. Is it good to be aware of the surroundings around the barbecue, I would imagine?
Absolutely. When you're barbecuing or grilling, you have to be very careful that you are grilling in a very safe place. We've had a lot of very serious fires, as you only too well know, in our country this summer, and got to be sure that where you're putting that grill cannot cause any potential fire for either just around the area that it is in, or a lot of people are pulling them in close to the house, and that can also be very dangerous because if it's a dry time of year, it can catch if it's on a patio or close to the house, it can cause some very, very serious fires. So keep the grill in an area where it's safe, and also be sure that you are only using the proper grill material to ignite the grill itself. You cannot use kerosene, gasoline. There is the proper fuel for grilling, and that's all that should be used. And you should never, never, never try to substitute, because that's when you get yourself in serious trouble, and an ER trip could be very likely as a result.
Oh, yeah, when you said gasoline, I was thinking, oh, I hope people listening to America Tonight aren't doing that. Just go to the store and get the charcoal and get whatever you need, depending on the grill, the propane, or whatever it might be, and remember to turn it off, too. Nancy, it was a pleasure talking to you. Have a fabulous 4th of July. Pick up her book, Safe Living in a Dangerous World. We appreciate it.
Right, and they can also go on my website, nationalsafetyexpert.com. There's a lot of great tips on there and a lot of great resources.
Excellent. Nancy, enjoy the 4th.
Thank you, and you too. Happy 4th.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Healthy campaign. It's the double H's that get you every time. What's important is you want to have that happen because the ticker is so vital, as we know. More and more we keep reading about people that have heart attacks and die, people that have all kinds of surgeries over and over again and are taking all kinds of pills. You know my personal story and why I'm on this crusade because of my family members, the Delaney men. You know about Don Wiskin and what led him to Extendivite and looking for an alternative to what would have been probably a life of taking a lot of pills, frankly. And I'm reading a book by Joan Didion Dunn. It's called The Year of Magical Thinking, and her husband was with her visiting a daughter that got sick and was in the hospital. And when they came back from the hospital, they're having a conversation. She's in making dinner. Boom. She hears nothing. He has a heart attack. She has no idea what's happened. The paramedics rush in, try to do everything they can with the defibrillators. And then, of course, it's too late. And we're hearing so many stories like this one. So get on the crusade with me. Go to heartdrop.com. And you can, if you haven't heard Don's story, it's all laid out there for you. And also what Extendivite does. We have Don on with us each and every week. Don, how are you? You having a good week?
Well, I'm having a great week, but one of my buddies isn't.
Oh, what happened?
Well, he always laughed about, you know, taking the garlic and stuff. And he said, I don't need it. Well, a few months back, his brother had, he didn't have a heart attack. He just didn't feel good. He went to his doctor. Next thing you know, he had bypass. Well, Sunday night, my buddy's sleeping away, and he wakes up in the night, and he doesn't feel right. He's having a hard time breathing, so he calls his roommate, and his roommate gets drives him to the hospital because he doesn't want to go in an ambulance, another fool. Gets there, and that was Sunday. Today is Tuesday. They're still doing tests. He's still in there. He has had a heart attack. He's like 57, and they're waiting to find out what they're going to do, whether he's going to have a bypass or a stent. I won't know yet until later today. But, you know, this is like my best friend. I've known him since we were kids, and he won't take this stuff. And I kind of laughed. I always told him, I says, you know, if you take this stuff, at least your heart will be strong. If you have a heart attack, you know, you'll have a better chance of surviving it, because he does smoke, and, you know, that's not a good thing. It will slowly kill you. Well, some people can smoke till they're old and gray, but people like me and him, I don't think we can. I know I can't.
Yeah, and here, what an interesting story. Here he is, your friend, has complete access and has seen what's happened with you, what you went through, what your family went through, and just, like you said, laughs it off, and who knows where he could have been if he had been doing the preventative stuff. I mean, this is why I say heart campaign, let's get on it before. Get on it before. Hey, if you get on it afterwards, terrific. But also, if you can get on it before, why not get there? I don't want to get there. I don't want to have my chest cracked open like my two friends, Michael and John, who were under 40 and had that done. You talked about the garlic and the cayenne, and, of course, we talked about the ingredients before. It's always worth emphasizing that, Don. What is it that's just so potent that has made the difference in your life? Obviously, mine. I feel a lot better. I'm getting a good, in a healthy way, a good kick out of Extendivite, and I feel like I'm doing something to protect myself and clean out the possible problem areas. And that's part of this success with Extendivite, isn't it?
It is. It actually is. And it's seven herbs. You know, I like the number seven. You know, I always say God made the earth in 7 days. Well, he actually rested on the seventh, but we needed that seventh herb, you know, the milk thistle to help with the liver. But, you know, even on your day off, you're still working. But the garlic, cayenne, the bilberry, the hawthorn, the ginkgo biloba, and the valerian and milk thistle all join together to work as a synergistic formula to help to clean out the arteries and strengthen your heart, boost your natural immune system, kill off funguses and viruses. You know, I was talking with some people there a week ago, and we were talking about heart valves and, you know, the deterioration of them. And what we've noticed, I mean, we've been at this for 14 years, but what we've noticed over those times is that some people who took our product who had deteriorating heart valves 6 months down the road never had an operation because we killed the virus that was causing the deterioration of the heart valve. You know, these are all muscles, and muscles are subject to some type of infection of one form or another, and, you know, the garlic helps to kill that off. And it is quite amazing how it has really turned some of those people around. So, you know, there's so many little things it does, but, you know, like my friend said to me, he says, I don't need it. I'll never have a heart attack. Well, you know what? We're all going to see that someday, maybe. Well, one in three of us is. The other one in three is going to see something else, and the other one in three will live to be 100.
and women too. This has been, it's not a new phenomenon. It's just that now we're seeing that the number one killer, and Don, I don't have to preach this to you, you know this, is women. It's not just men. People used to think it's just men, but that's not the case, is it?
No, and women are the most misdiagnosed, even when they have problems themselves. And I've read articles galore on where a nurse, you know, was sitting at home and she was curled up in her chair reading a book and she just didn't feel right. And she checked herself, and so she called 911, and they said, well, you know, unlock your front door and stay close to it. And so she unlocked her front door, and she sat back down in her chair, and she doesn't remember anything except for waking up in the hospital.
Oh, boy,
that's
wicked.
That's a nurse.
Yeah, that's a nurse. So what does that tell you? Everybody's vulnerable to this. And we go back to this thing that we've talked about. It's part of this is the food and the sedentary lifestyle, isn't it?
I believe 100% that it's the industrialization of the world that's causing these problems. You know, years ago, Asians, well, let's just say even during the Vietnam conflict, the American soldiers, 18 to 20-something, they were filled with plaque. The Vietnamese, when they opened them up, they found that they didn't have the plaque. And why didn't they have the plaque? It had a lot to do with their diet. You know, fish and rice and vegetables, whereas, you know, we eat a lot of processed foods. It just isn't healthy the way that we are trying to exist. You know, now I just saw in the news the other day that dietitians are coming up with a new way to test our blood to find out what we're actually deficient in. You know, for some people, coffee is good for them. For some people, coffee can cause heart attacks. They're starting to realize that nutrients really make a difference in the individuals.
Yeah, and of course, like you said, in the individuals, and everybody's body chemistry is different, but you know that, and that's what you're talking about with the seven ingredients too, that this works across the board. It doesn't matter if you're talking about a 30-year-old woman or a 50, 60-year-old man, does it?
No, and they've been used for thousands and thousands of years. These herbs all have a history by themselves of doing amazing things over the past. I mean, even the garlic, the sulfur compounds from it were used during the First World War to help stop gangrene. So, you know, they have had a huge history of being able to kill fungus and viruses and looking after you, and also to feed your body the nutrients that it needs to survive this new age that we now live in.
Yeah. And with so much, of course, conversation about healthcare, and you see this, and you, as you said, you point to what used to happen. Do you blame some of this that people have blinders on and they just didn't realize the natural herbs so much? And like your friend just laughed it off, and now people are starting to sit up and pay attention. Do you blame some of this, you think, a little on Big Pharma and the push for pushing the pills and get on the pills?
I really can't say that. I mean, you know, the white coat syndrome is really a thing, but most people really believe that they're doing the right thing, that they're eating properly or they're eating well enough because, you know, what do you gauge it on? How you feel? And, you know, we forget what we felt like when we were really healthy, because I forgot what I felt like when I had the energy that I have now before my heart attack. You know, I was just coming up on 42 years old and I was walking up a flight of stairs and feeling the tightness in my calves and the shortness in the breath. And I was saying, gee, you know, I'm only 42. But everything happened so slowly that you don't really pay attention until one day you're sitting there and going, I used to be able to run out there and play ball with my kids, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Is it the shortness of the breath is a good sign that, boy, something's wrong, right? Especially, as you say, when you're younger.
Yeah. Well, you know, that you see that in a lot of people as they're trying to do something. If you don't get up and exercise, if you don't go for walks, I mean, walking is 80% of running. I always say it's diet, exercise, and extendivite. But sometimes you need the extendivite to be able to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
After
mm-hmm.
taking it for a while, you know, either the capsules or the liquid, 15 drops three times a day under the tongue or one capsule three times a day, you will just all of a sudden feel like you need to go somewhere by foot.
Yeah. And you know, that's true. That's true. That's what I felt. I felt that, like I called it the kick. I felt a kick in taking that. It's changed, I think, my energy level. It's helped my energy level, especially when you have strange hours. A lot of people work weird hours. We don't get enough sleep. That's part of it. And as you said, the capsule form or the liquid form, either one. But it's amazing that stories, and you've got the testimonials from people that far and near are writing to you about Extendivite. That has to be gratifying. Go to heartdrop.com, and the phone number, of course, 877-928-8822. Love those stories. Don Wiskin, you have a great rest of your week, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On. She's the author of America's New Future, Doris Lee McCoy. She's had what I like to call brushes with fame. You know, it's like when you're filling up your gas and you're like in Malibu because you were going to Sherman Oaks or something. And then all of a sudden, who's standing next to you but Brad Pitt? And who's in the car? Angelina Jolie and a whole bunch of kids. Or something else. It doesn't have to be a movie star. It could be some other brush with fame from all different walks of life. It's about adventure. And, boy, this lady has certainly had them. Doris Lee, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, because I understand we're kind of interrupting some of your fun time with maybe grandkids, am I right?
Well, yes, but, you know, this is primary right now, the main adventure, frankly.
The main adventure. So yeah. You can have adventures with grandkids, but you certainly have had adventures with lots of different people. Of all the things, and this is going to be hard, but give me what you think. What is your top three adventures? What were your top three adventures?
I had a chance to interview Jim Fowler, who did Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins.
Uh-huh.
And it was a live television show. And I sat there and was asking him a question about endangered species when suddenly I felt my feet being pushed wider and wider. And I thought, what is going on? And then I made the mistake. I know you wouldn't do that, Kate. But I looked down and I saw this 12-foot, 150-pound python coming through my feet. And I just responded immediately. I threw the microphone in the air and I yelled, help. And then Jim just, you know, laughed. He loves to scare people. But I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a live show. I've got to pick up the microphone. So I went back to that And we were in a very, you know, civilized place. It was in New Orleans, and I wasn't planning on that kind of adventure at all.
Yeah, I bet. I think I would have done the same thing.
Right after that, what was good that came out of that is he said, you know, you were pretty cool about picking up the microphone and going on. He said, I think you should join the Explorers Club. And I thought, oh, my gosh, because there are people like, you know, John Glenn and the astronauts and other people. And after doing two, you know, studying killer whales and brown bears, I was able to get into that event and those people. And they're so exciting. Because they've known for over 30 years that we were going to have trouble with the glaciers and also the fact that polar bears might actually even be extinct if we're not careful.
Ooh. Yeah. So that was good. That was lucky, as you said. That turned into something else, which is what happens, right? Sometimes when you have a brush with fame, it leads to other things, and that has happened in your life, obviously, right?
Absolutely. And then going into the rainforest is another exciting adventure. I've gone to 17, doing research, trying to find out, is there a cure from cancer there? And, you know, when you see these beautiful 100-foot trees being chopped down by people that just want to scratch out a little bit of corn for their family, And knowing that's not the thing to do because it only lasts like for a year and a half and then you can't get any more corn out of that. So there's some exciting things that take place when you go out of your comfort zone and when you try some new things. And I've always been excited about seeing what, you know, some of these primitive tribes are doing. Can we learn from them? And just recently I put together a series of pictures that I've collected over the years of children's drawings, and so there's another book in which you can see what's important to children of these other countries.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting book, certainly, too. So it just has led to another thing, one thing from another. You know, your book that I mentioned at the top, America's New Future. What is America's New Future?
Well, I think a lot of people are concerned. So that's why I went around and interviewed personally 100 of our major leaders, like Sandra Day O'Connor, who's concerned about the fact that less than half of our states anymore have something called civics or even American history. Had a chance to interview Giuliani and ask him about what he thought about the future, and he was very positive. As you know, he did a fantastic job when 9/11 came along, and I said, how could you do that? And he said, because 5 months before that, I was working on a book for the other mayors that might have problems in the disaster, and the communication was the main thing, which is what he did for us, didn't
right.
he?
Yeah, everybody remembers those pictures. I was in New York. I remember very, very well, Doris, and he just grabbed the bull by the horn, or horn, so to speak, and was able to inform people because everybody was, you know, of course it was chaotic and nobody knew it was shocked and didn't know what was happening. So he did have that down. That made a huge difference in a very shocking, horrible situation. And that's, so I guess that's it. You know, when we're headed into the future, it's important to know about the past and learn from that as well, right? And to be able to carry that with us, some of those lessons. And I would assume that that's part of what you talk about in the book.
Absolutely. There are like four of the main first ones that were so often mentioned. First was radical change. And who would question that we are not in radical change? Barbara Bush talks about the importance of restoring the role of the family. You know, a lot of places now, it doesn't get the education that we might have had when everybody sat down at the table together and learned from one another. So I think that's an important item. And then revamping education. There's so many people that talk about how we are not keeping up with other countries. J.W. Marriott talked about that because he could see with all the hotels he has in different countries how we are not at the par with some of the other students that stay longer at school, that work harder, and education for a lot of them is the next rung up, and so they stay and work hard. And then we have, of course, the problem of sex, drugs, violence, and alcohol. And you know, life is not all that long, and when you see people treating it as though it wasn't a value, it's really hard to see that. One of the funny situations was I talked to Bill Koch, who was who won the America's Cup for Daly.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said is I asked him the most effective way because he was trying to give money to Kansas to see what was wrong. And he said the most effective group were the grandmothers against gangs. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, the grandmothers would sit up on their, you know, and look out the windows. And if they saw something that looked like it might be drugs going on, they'd run down in the street with their brooms, and they would chase these guys with their brooms.
I love that story. It was so fun talking to you, Doris Lee. You have a fabulous 4th of July. Enjoy the grandkids and the fireworks, and I think the message is clear. America's new future is to learn from the past and embrace you know, what happens to you and see where it leads. Don't be afraid with that. Say once again, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
We will. Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.